I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Mornings 9 to 10 on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I was in a rare celebratory mood last night. Usually things that result in a celebration for me. And good morning, by the way. I think I've been to the past several mornings. I forgot to start off saying good morning, but I'm so excited this morning. I honest to God, I am really, really excited this morning. And I'll tell you why. Isn't it nice to be in a no-lose situation, only a win-win? And I will certainly go through that during the course of the morning, but wait a minute, little sip of water. I'm so excited. I'm not kidding you. Donald Trump has once again outsmarted the morons, the political pundits, the members of Congress, the media, Joe and Mika. It's one of the most brilliant moves I've ever seen. Now, people say, hey, calm down, calm down. We don't know what North Korea is going to do, and we don't. But when you look at the basics through a conversation with Kim Jong-un and President Moon of South Korea, and what we have to give up, which is nothing, to sit down at the bargaining table with them, and I know this could change next week, so I don't want people out there to think I'm so naive that this is a done deal. The ramifications of having a nuclear disarmament and I mean, treaties are one thing. And as we've seen with Iran and others, they don't, you know, they don't matter that much because you can break treaties all the time. Iran breaks them every day. But this is more than that. And you might say, well, it was just circumstances that developed that North Korea got pushed into a corner. Really? How do you think a lot of those circumstances developed? They developed because of the extreme sanctions that Donald Trump put on North Korea. The threats probably as legitimate as it is the other way around. North Korea afraid, forget about the pretense here. It's a chess game. And you're playing chess with Donald Trump. Wait a minute. I'm usually thirsty. And the sanctions have been working. North Korea, by unanimous agreement, is near bankruptcy. So they may have a choice like we have a choice. The United States has been unbelievably influential in helping China cut off the supply of goods and products to North Korea. So have other countries cut them way down. There reaches a point where if you don't have any money, you can't really bluff anymore. Now, I'd be very surprised if the situation were different. Millions of people are starving to millions of people are starving to death over there. It's an amazing situation. I mean, if I were protected, I can't think of anything more fascinating than taking an unsecured trip to North Korea, not being barred from anywhere. Of course, that's not going to happen. But this will be the first meeting of American president. We've had failures all the way up and down the line. Bush, Clinton, Obama, nobody has been able to break through. Even before that, Reagan. No, and Reagan tried. It just didn't work because they keep lying. Well, what is North Korea asking in the negotiations with President Moon of South Korea? What are they asking the Americans to do? Implicitly, they're asking them to don't disturb this regime. Let us run as we will. If you guarantee us safety, we're not going to be a problem anymore, and we're going to completely denuclearize. Completely denuclearize? Even they're saying that before a negotiation, and they're not asking anything for America from America in return. Do you realize what this could mean? So the morons out there in the media, and again, trust me, the only reason I even watch these morons is because I'd like to see what other people are saying. And they're now criticizing Trump. You know, it was an impetuous decision. He never consulted his Secretary of State. He never consulted Congress. He never did anything. He just made this impetuously. And you know what I say? Who gives a blank how he did it? Nothing you morons in Washington for years have ever worked. Here's a guy who's jumping right in, and he set this all up with intimidation. People would say Trump is going to blow up the world. It just, and I'm not saying this as an argument to the fact that Kim Jong-un is a flat-out nut, and who knows what he'll do. Yeah, that's the calculated risk. Here's what it comes down to. You know, my favorite theme on this show and in life has always been choices. You had Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. I like Trump anyway. I would have voted against any Democrat they put up. But you had to pick one of them. And when someone says, have you decided to vote for Hillary Clinton yet? I thought I was going to be an aide to Elon Musk. I thought I was going to zoom into space. I was so angry, and I'm so proud of myself for being so controlled. Are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton yet? Oh, and I talked to someone else who said before the election, I didn't mean to have politics come in. It was someone very close and naive. And he said, well, he doesn't pay women as much as men. That's why I'm not voting for him. He pays women more than he pays men, and he has more women working. And I wouldn't continue a discussion with someone who had in such an idiotic, microscopic view of what's going on. So I've never had a problem since. I won't talk politics with these people. You got choices. One choice is to go to war. And honestly, it was building up to that. Go to war or sit down at the negotiating table. Now, I know we've had policies in the past where sitting down at the negotiating table with tyrants, dictators, we don't do unless there are concessions made. North Korea voluntarily, or whether they hold by it or not, and they lie about everything. I realize it. North Korea made a concession. They'll sit down with any preconditions. And they're going to call off military actions that they're doing until then. This is significant. It's significant. How much would you pay? Because I would pay several thousand dollars if I had the opportunity to sit down and just watch that discussion if and when it takes place before May. So number one, you've cut out You've won the battle of words so far. But you've even done more than that. You're squeezing the opposition in this country. And I turned it on the TV. I couldn't wait to turn it on. And it wasn't Fox. I couldn't wait to turn it on MSNBC and CNN. Some of them gave guarded compliments. I mean, it's coming to the point where how can you not compliment this genius of a president? Sorry, like him or not, he's a genius. He's a political negotiating genius. And then I turned to Joe and Mika. Oh, my God. I wanted to watch it about an hour because I could see them suffering. We've known Trump for years and years and blah, 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 blah. And I guess I'm going to have to wait till after the break to tell you this because you may not believe it unless you hear it from me. We're coming up for a break this morning on a very happy Friday morning. I hope it is for you, too, because this could significantly change the world and its makeup and its direction. And I'll explain how sometime. Oh, I'll be back right after a break.
Less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806.
That's 855-858-5806.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is business journalist Ron Insana, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who I think is one of the brightest guys on radio. Very straight, very down the middle, but very informed, and you should all be listening every day.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes.
All right, pleasant memories with that song that I have with most of the songs that I have on there, but we don't need to do a show on that. So we're looking, I think, at, as I was telling, as talking with Laurie during the break, that this could be the most important event, not only in the presidency for Donald Trump, it could be the most important political thing that's ever happened. And one of the reasons is that, oh, by the way, I keep forgetting, so let me just begin. Let me restart over. Hi, this is Stu Taylor. Happy to have you rejoin. April 2nd, write this down, Laurie. We have Geraldo Rivera on for a good part of the show. He's got a new book out. I think it's called Geraldo in the Stage or something. I enjoy Geraldo Rivera. Let me put it that way. I think he is really entertaining. He'll be joining us for April 2nd, and this is one of those interviews. You know how you sit and you say, you know, I could do a million. It's one of those interviews I've wanted for a long time. So mark it on your calendar, April 2nd, Geraldo Rivera from Fox TV. So you look at this deal and you wonder why Trump would do it when most, quote, of these stiffs who are presidents of the United States, all of them, including the both Bushes, please don't tell me how great the Bushes were. Don't tell me how great they are, because I could shoot that down in 5 minutes. It would take me a few minutes. I could shoot Obama down in 10 seconds. But there are preconditions here, and they may be verbal, but this is the first step. And the preconditions are that they're going to guarantee us full nuclear disarmament. But our military exercises can continue. And as I mentioned, they're facing bankruptcy. I mean, that's just no doubt about it. And Kim Jong-un, he may be crazy. That's okay. I think crazy is a great characteristic to have if you know how to use it. I'd say in my early years, I had tendencies to be a little bit crazy, a little bit wild. But I used what I had effectively, and I used it as a personality ploy. And then I you know, somehow the libido went away and I lost all that craziness. But this is one of the most exciting situations potentially that we could have. So the critics come on and they're bashing it. And the classic cases against it are, oh, he didn't even consult Congress or his Secretary of State or Mad Dog. He didn't really let anybody know. Everybody was taken by surprise. You know, my response is, who gives a damn? He made a brilliant move, executed a brilliant move, and we're going to probably sit down at the negotiating table with Kim Jong-un, who possesses the ability to do such damage to the world right now, even though he may be 2 or 3 months from completion of his nuclear program to make it active. So he's holding some cards. This isn't the case. We're not talking with you. And the preconditions are more than met because they volunteered and they haven't asked us to give up anything. This is a no-brainer. And, yeah, people are upset. I was watching some of the morning shows. He never even... What did Obama do? When he wanted to do something, he just did it. He didn't care about the law, and nobody said anything to him. And we're going back to this Russia collaboration and the people involved in looking at the Logan Act from 1815 or something. Or I don't know. That has never been enforced, and it's trying to be enforced right now as a legal tool by Robert Mueller and his gang of thieves. Wake up. I'm sure most of my audience, I've gotten fewer and fewer and fewer criticisms through the years. And I don't mind handling those criticisms if you want to send them to stu@stutaylor.com. Don't mind at all. I'll address them on air. So Trump just did this in his extemporaneous, impetuous, I'll put that in quotes, manner. And he made the decision to do it. You know, people say that's no good. And I can't for 2 seconds compare myself to Trump. But when I was in business, I can remember I had some of the hottest movie properties in the country. And if they wanted them, they had to get them from me. And people would say, well, let me think about it. And I say, if you think about it, somebody else is going to get it. It's hot. We don't need any more documentation or proof. I used to do tests and send out like 12 dozen Batman posters to 3 or 4 stores, and they were sold out in a day. Duh. What do you think that told me? Some representatives. Well, let me think about it. I said, well, don't think too long. I'll give you till 5 o'clock today, or I'll go somewhere else. I don't like people. It's not the people. I don't like speculation when there's proof of success. And let me save the biggest one of them all for you. And I'm going to get to that during the show because it's actually really hard to believe that there's so much animosity still out there that people can't bring themselves to say, wow, what a great deal. Mika Brzezinski, for example, on Morning Joe was criticizing Trump for this deal. And you know what her rationale was? Are you ready for this? Trump made this deal with North Korea to sit down with them so it would take the attention off Stormy Daniels, the prostitute, with whom he was accused of not signing a non-disclosure agreement with. You think Donald Trump is sitting there petrified of Stormy Daniels, especially with Trump's social reputation from years back? I doubt it. And I don't want to get into the Stormy Daniels prostitute case. So brilliant Mika says he did this to deflect attention from North Korea. Here's a gal, right, who graduated Williams because daddy, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was, I didn't like him, but he was brilliant, got her in there. How can you fake 4 years of Williams, an incredible school, be so dumb? Ask Joe Scarborough. Sexual appeal is a big part of life. Tremendous weapon.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave.
Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Sports sells them less than three times.
Come be a part of the fun this spring.
Purchase a restless season pass on Wachusett.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do too. Thanks.
All my bags are packed.
All right, we're going to jump right into this because the very important segments, and although the importance of wealth and estate planning should go on all year, it requires a lot of specific attention now. It's tax time, plenty of time to think about making those changes, and you can still do them considering the filing date. And here to join us with our monthly series today, we have the pleasure of having Debbie Lovett on. She is a wealth management consultant at Blue Prairie Group in Chicago. And rather than give an extended explanation, those who are listening are familiar with it, go to blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. You get all the advice you need right here. And it's from people who don't have quite any special interest in saying, oh, you've got to buy this or invest in that. And that's one of the things to watch out for. But I'd like to open by first greeting Debbie and saying it's so nice to have you on again, Deb. And, every time we talk, this subject comes up in estate planning, I think of my people who procrastinate. They never do things. They avoid. I mean, some things are painful. You just do them. My closest friend, I hope he isn't listening, he'll be ticked off. But he's quite brilliant in his profession. And he retired. He doesn't have a will. And I'm sitting here thinking, how is that possible? He's written many wills for other people. How important is it to get things in order? And especially, I mean, my goodness, they have a will, so you don't have the state determining a lot of things.
And Stu, you've nailed it right on the head. So it's obviously very easy to procrastinate. It's not an easy topic. So, A, that's one reason. B, it seems overwhelming, right? The more decisions you have in any process, the harder it is to jump in, right? You get decision fatigue, something like that. And then also, depending on what your situation is, there may be other people in the process you're making decisions with, a spouse, you may be involving children. And so it just keeps getting like this larger and larger problem that you have to attack. But what I suggest to people who are putting it off, and typically this serves as a very big nudge, and you said it yourself, when you pass away without a will or other estate planning pieces in place, your state of residency decides what happens with your assets, even your personal belongings. So the legislation and the court system in your state takes your life's stuff, the stuff that you can't take with you, and distributes it for you. So if you just merely Google, what happens in the state of Massachusetts if I die without a will? And you take just a few minutes to read through that. And then maybe a follow-up question would be, how would my family change that process or argue against the decisions the court are making if necessary and see what they would have to go through? And you suddenly see that it's much simpler and so important for you to be making those decisions yourself. I mean, you've gone through life making all these decisions for yourself, you know, independently, hopefully. You know, sometimes there's teamwork. Sometimes you make decisions with your spouse, with your family, right, as you may be making decisions for estate planning. But to go through life making all the decisions for yourself and then have the legislation in your state and the courts in your state take care of everything after you've passed, it's just, I guarantee you, there are few people who, when they see what happens, they say, oh, well, that's exactly what I wanted to have happen, right? So it's you just got to go. You've got to push yourself to do it.
You got to. And I think of so much advice I got from my late father, God bless him. And one of them was, if you're going to do something, Stu, do it the right way the first time. because we're all sitting here all thinking, well, what about the expense of this? Is it worth it? Maybe. I don't know. I have a friend who lived across the street. He moved out. He lived here for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. He never had an alarm system. And he said to me, see, I was right, because I pay for an alarm system for my house. And he says, I never had a problem. I said, well, you know, you rolled the dice. You came out ahead. You know, I've had peace of mind all these years. And there are so many people who think, well, I don't want to spend the money. It's expensive. It's too expensive. And I'm not saying blow the money, and I'm saying pick the right people, but spend the darn money.
Right, right. So in terms of that, so even if you have a resourceful person, so let's say I'm the head of my family, I am a go-getter, I find the time to do the things I need to do, so I decide I'm going to save some money and put the effort into using one of the online wills, which I'll tell you, those services are very good. They actually serve a very good purpose, and you can find yourself learning a lot and educating yourself. So at the end of that process, you feel very good about what you've created. However, then fast forward to the time that you've passed away, and whomever you've left in charge, whoever you've made executor, whoever you've made trustee, if you've got trust involved, that person then picks up the ball empty-handed. They've got the documents in their hands, but they don't have a contact firm. They don't have a contact person. So now you've added at least two steps to their lives. The first step is that they've got to interview and find an attorney to help them through the process. The second step is that firm that then picks up your paperwork may not have all of the backstory that they need to truly be working in your favor. All that they've got is what's in black and white. And sometimes there are gray issues that arise, and those attorneys have no information from you. So while you've saved yourself some money and done all this yourself, you've effectively passed on more work to the people that you leave in charge when you're gone. Now, perhaps you have, you know, just a stable of very resilient go-getters who, despite their grief, are going to be able to do that. But it's not something I recommend. I understand that some people just don't have the funds. But if you have the funds, it's one of the best places to hire an expert and really have someone there in place for you.
There are so many ignorant decisions. I don't want to say stupid. There's a difference between being stupid and being ignorant. People just turn the other way and they think, well, this is going to be easy. I'll just leave my estate half to each kid, or I will I'll give so much to a charity. And a lot of that is obviously individually oriented. And they don't even think about, well, who should be the trustee? You have to have a good solid basis. Who should be the trustee, the executives? And then you've got to be darn careful, because it gets very entangled. Families expand, and all of a sudden you have the repercussions that could happen if your daughter or your son is married and there's three or four grandchildren, and how should the money be allocated? Well, I'm not sure I trust my son-in-law. I put it in my daughter's name, or I put it in the kid's name, have it paid out over X number of years. Take us through some of that, because those aren't simplistic decisions, and you do need the advice of a professional for that.
Right, right. So, and first I'll start off with the professional Google, which of course isn't, but if people who don't have professionals in place, if you simply Google, what does an executor do? What does a trustee do? You know, if you think that that list perfectly matches, and I'm just going to use a very sexist, maybe outdated idea that has hung around, a lot of families choose, if they have children, the oldest son is going to be the trustee and the executor. And you look down those lists and you think, is the oldest son the one who should be doing this? A, to begin with, another individual may be better. B, you may find that just because of the way that the family operates, it may be better to take family out of that picture altogether. And in terms of your idea of things expanding and changing over time, you know, there are, we live in a society where there are second marriages. We also live in a society now where we see more and more people, unfortunately, you know, falling to addiction. And you have a child who is facing addiction, then you face the option of trying to protect them from getting too much money at the wrong time, right? It's not that this person is worth less and should get less. It's that this person really, for their health, needs to be protected from having, too much liquidity, for lack of better word, at their, their ability to get a hold of money. So an estate plan, here I'm saying, don't procrastinate, get it done, and then you'll feel so good. You do continue to look at it over time. You look at it 3 years later, 5 years later, when there's been a change, when you've just moved to a new state. It's something that, it's living. You keep it alive. You keep thinking about these things.
All right. Well, we've got lots more to go. This is one of those frustrating situations where I wish we had 2 or 3 hours to talk about it. But I think we should plan on coming back and doing. We're going to come back right now and do a little bit more and watch those red flags. This is Stu Taylor back right after a break with Debbie Lovett of Blue Prairie Group.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got the letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner in New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
Segment, as we do every single month here, I don't know, it's been two or three years, and a continuing ongoing pleasure with Blue Prairie Group. There are five offices. The principal office is located in Chicago, and not here to sell anything. Debbie's not here really to sell anything. Gary Silverman, when he comes on, isn't. We're trying to provide a tool for education so that you can say, gee, I listened to this, I never really thought of it, and we cover it in just an expansive amount of material. And I want to give you the website. It's blueprairiegroup.com. Highly respected in the industry, highly respected. And Debbie, we're coming back now, as you've been graciously going over all of these big estate planning red flags. And if we had another hour, I could give you a ton of them as well. But what is it that people should understand in terms of sharing information and what not to share? You know, you think of family, you think of friends, you say things that you can come back to regret. It happens. It's become less and less frequent in my life. I just keep my mouth shut all the time. But it's a problem, isn't it?
It is. And a lot of it has to do with the idea of the more information people have, the better. And sometimes that just is not the case. So one example where that's absolutely true is when you're talking about your health and how you feel about your care should you become incapacitated, right? Those discussions are extremely important. So that should you be in a hospital unconscious and the doctor is asking your family to make some really tough decisions, they have your guidance through things that you've told them, put in writing, discussions you've had, so that even if the decision is a very hard one, right, that they have the force of your decision behind them to help them make it. So in the case of that, you know, I never want to be on life support. Keep me alive as long as possible. You know, look at these, if I'm going to be paralyzed, blah, blah, blah. Those conversations are extremely important to have. Now, the other conversation, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's okay. So another flavor of conversations regarding estate planning, you have to really read the room. So for example, if you have four children and you and your spouse have decided that there is a way that things are being distributed, that in your lives, you and your spouse have decided this is fair. This is the way it should be, and you feel strongly about that, and yet you believe that your four children may feel differently than you, then you have to think, is it worth talking to them about it now so that they're not surprised later? Or if you talk about it now, does it create discord now where they're going to be trying to convince you to do otherwise, where it's going to pull them apart now, right? So any time that you have a decision that you're making that could possibly create some sort of discord in the family, it is well within your right to withhold that information. You don't have to go tell everybody what your decisions are. The most important thing you can do is, while you're living, you know, model why you will have chosen that option, right, so that they're not surprised should it happen. But let's say you've got a 69 Mustang that you absolutely want to give to Johnny for this reason, but you understand that the kids may be upset about that. You know, is it worth having this conversation for the next 20 years while you're alive, or is it worth putting a handwritten note explaining to the children at your passing, you know, but by virtue of this amazing Sunday afternoon that I had with Johnny in the Mustang, I would really like Johnny to have it. Should it still be in my possession, right? Love you all, Dad. So picking and choosing what you share is important.
It is, and I think once you do it, it's not done. You know, it's like having certain degrees. You have to keep getting updated. Every year, what's the typical procedure? I know we do it every single year. We review our estate planning. Things change. New kids come in. We want to be sure, again, that we're protecting our family and our kids for the for the future. And it requires work. It doesn't mean that you have to just say, hey, look, you know, it's done. I'm not going to review it. In other words, review your estate plan.
Right, right. And now you say that you review it every year, which I applaud you. That's great. We typically see people who are, I'm going to put in air quotes, which no one can see, on top of things. They're reviewing it every 3 to 5 years, and then a change in lifestyle. However, there are the biggies that you just, obviously, you don't just sign this piece of paper and walk away. So if you're a young couple and you've assigned guardianship to your children, and as you go through life, you realize, well, you know what, rather than my sister, since his brothers moved closer to us and their kids are closer, maybe we should ask them about guardianship. You don't say, we'll address that in 3 years when we review our estate planning. You address it then. You know, it is a living, breathing thing. You can make changes but to almost all things at any time. And if you ever put something in writing that can't be changed, you'll be well aware of it.
All right, I'm going to give you 1 minute, only because we have 1 minute left, and I can go in 100 areas. Make a concluding statement in a minute on something we haven't covered.
Yeah, well, I'm actually not going to listen to you, Stu, and I'm sorry about that. I'm going to go back to what the most important thing that you let off with. You have a friend who is very smart, who has helped other people get their estate plans in order because he understands how important it is, who has not done it. These are when you postpone or procrastinate, it's not because you are a broken individual. It's because people do it, and you really cannot. So if anyone takes anything away from this who does not have an estate plan, does not have assistance or isn't thinking about it, you just take the time to do it. It's well worth it.
All right. I want to, before I thank Debbie, I'll thank you formally. I have to get this in. Geraldo Rivera will be joining us probably in about a week and a half here, his new book, The Geraldo Story. And I'm looking forward to this. I've wanted to interview Geraldo for years. I want to thank Debbie Lovett, Blue Prairie Group, for joining us and talking about the big estate planning red flags that come up. And you can't let this go, folks. You got to get it taken care of. Debbie, so nice to talk with you again. And I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.